Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag two.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Austin and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag weekend box office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag mobile technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Casdingo! Yes!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 91 for September 25th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like the Spanish Announce Table, Tunes, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. And by the way, we have fixed the domain, so navigating to that site now points to our blog. Everything has been corrected. Twitter and email, OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmovies.net, hashtag OSATM. And by the way, we're going to debut our new feedback segment at the end of the show. Let's get into the panel for this week. Of course, 72 episodes in a row, Mr. Heavy Set.
What would you do if I missed a show? Could you go back and figure out who is the next person behind me?
It'd get really complicated. I think
it would be me.
You think so?
Yeah, the only ones I missed were last spring.
But then we'd have to go back and count the amount that you've done in a row.
Well, we can probably tell. It's just the 3 weeks I went to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. You haven't missed besides
nope.
That? Hopefully we don't have to figure that out anytime soon. I know you are the Brock Lesnar to Heavy Set, but he is still, the streak is still intact. We also have Kebo Trek.
So say we all.
And we have Will.
What's up, guys?
Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Deadpool's rating probably not going to be a good thing. Going to piss off a lot of fans. We've got an epic promo by David Hasselhoff from the movie Stretch. Keanu Reeves still sucking? Potentially not, with a new movie called Body Count. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt will play Edward Snowden in a controversial biopic. Heavy Set, the floor is yours.
Let's talk about Deadpool.
And this was actually told to me by a huge Deadpool fan, Comic Books for the Win member, Andre, who had mentioned to me last week that Deadpool movie is indeed coming out, but unfortunately will not get the R rating that all the fans want. I believe, was it Paramount that owns this franchise, Will?
It's Fox.
Fox is going with the safe PG-13 rating, which means they're going to probably dumb down a lot of the violence and probably some of the coarse language. The Heavy Set, I think this is an absolute mistake. I mean, anybody who knows Deadpool is a fan of it knows that at R rating is going to have to come with a live-action movie for it to be anywhere where the fans want it to be. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm not a big fan of Deadpool, not in the slightest, but I understand a lot of his background through the many people I know that do. And it's crazy for them to do this. This is almost the equivalent of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie being, instead of turtles, being aliens. It's that kind of what-are-you-trying-to-do type mentality that's going to cause the whole fan base to backlash. And that's kind of what, I mean, just as the turtles were founded on or built on being turtles, Deadpool is very much a rated R character, if not higher. So to not have it rated R, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. The only thing I could see them doing, and it's not even that likely, is maybe they, when the DVD comes out, they release an unrated version to at least appease fans. But it's, at the same time, if they were to do that, they should just come out with R. This is something I really do hope they change.
I'm going to throw this to Will quickly. He's our comic book guy, so I'm sure he's got some thoughts on this. We've seen PG-13 ruin the Expendables third movie. I mean, the story ruined it, but the fact that it was PG-13 didn't help either. And we've also seen what backlash can do to a franchise, namely Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that was just mentioned, was shit on about the week after it was released and really had to battle against kind of the internet fan base, some would say trolls, but still maybe concerned fans. Let's get your two cents.
You know what? The more I see things with Deadpool, he's changed a lot. He now appeals to kids because he's more of a funny character. Imagine like Spidey in the comics, but merged with like a kind of a badass from the 90s attitude. The guy's changed a lot. There's a lot of different versions of Deadpool. When he first came out, Deadpool was like one of those guys with a bunch of swords and guns, and he just killed a lot. It was like a typical 90s, epic, awesome, rad character. And in time, he's changed. So was it fair for those people who liked him for being the badass that now he became this more funny kind of guy? I find that Deadpool, of all the characters, is the one that can be interpreted the most differently, with a different take. So I don't think that that would be bad. The part that I think hurts this the most will be the lack of dismemberment. Because the fun thing about Deadpool, part of jokes, is that many times he's been reduced to just being a head. And obviously all the puns that go with him, like I should have thought when I was a head, blah, blah, blah. I will be missing that. I'll be missing the fact that, I don't know, someone cuts his arm off and he has to like hobble around. I mean, and he has to use his other arm instead. So like, that's where I see it hurting the most. But in swearing, not really. I read the books. He doesn't swear that much. He talks about stupid stuff like wiping your ass, but that's, you could just change the butt. It doesn't make a big difference. And when it comes to the gore and violence, like I said, the gore be more what he can go through more than what he does to others. So if it's going to hurt, it'd be more that way. But I don't think we should panic. Just said, actually, to be honest, we should just be happy that they're making a Deadpool movie in the first place, especially where we saw the character where he was left off in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Kebbo Trek, let's throw the floor to you. I'm guessing you might be going with the Gordon Levitt story, but I will let you decide.
You would be wrong. I will.
Oh, really?
Yes, I will go with Keanu.
Is Keanu Reeves back? It appears so, after several years of cinematic duds, including the likes of Constantine, The Day the Earth Stood Still. That was a fucking massive pile of shit. And 47 Ronin. Reeves' new film, John Wick, premiered at the Fantastic Festival to rave reviews over the weekend. And the speed star has especially come in for high praise for his performance. We have a trailer that goes along with this, so I'm going to throw this to the trailer, and then we will get our thoughts after the clip.
Nice ride.
Thanks.
How much?
Excuse me?
How much for the car?
She's not for sale.
You have good day, sir.
I know where this is going. You have a good day, sir, and give me your car.
Daisy.
I lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
That nobody?
That nobody. It's John Wick.
You working again?
No, just sorting some stuff out.
Task a crew. How many? as many as you have.
Hey, Josh. I thought I'd let myself in.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm not afraid of John Wick.
How good's your laundry?
No one's that good.
I thought not.
This looks fucking awesome, actually. A mix of kind of like the Bourne series meeting the Matrix. I would agree. I think he's back just seeing this trailer, and I'm a definite freaking yay. Let's get your thoughts, man.
Yeah, like you said, like the when he said, I'm back, even though it was meant in the movie, it kind of felt like his career, maybe. Because yeah. I'm trying to think, I'm sure there's been maybe one or two decent movies after The Matrix that he's done, but I really can't think of many offhand. And so, yeah, just, I don't know, the trailer made him look super badass. And it seems like it has a good story, good action. From what the article was saying, apparently, like, he shoots 84 people in the head.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, the revenge thing is played out, but it's still just tested story to this day, and it's always entertaining.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it played out. I still think we can get unique spins on it. And, I don't know, this one seems to me like it has a pretty good story. It's interesting, like, that the dog getting, I think the dog died, right? Like, kind of sets him off.
Yeah, he was killed.
Big time.
But it's kind of like as, like, kind of his last remembrance of his dead wife. I don't know, just, it looks like a good movie. It looks like, Keanu actually looks badass, and...
Yeah, he does.
It kind of almost reminds me of, like, Neeson, where out of nowhere he looks badass. So
that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, me too.
That's why, and it's like, you're like, hey, wait a minute, Keanu was, I don't remember him ever being like this.
I think that the difference is, though, that Neeson didn't really have that action.
Before,
but Keanu's coming back to it. But yeah, no, I see what you mean by that.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely looking forward to this, and I think it's, obviously it's too early to tell from just a trailer, but I think it'll be more than just a shoot-em-up.
All right, let's throw the mic to Will. What would you like to discuss?
I wanted to talk about John Wick so bad. It looked great. In that case, I'll talk more about Sam Wick. But I want to talk more about this because to me it's a big deal. Because you know what? Kevin was saying that you were asking, is the revenge thing played out or not? I don't think it matters. The last good action film I watched that was like hardcore action was Taken. And after that, nothing really delivered. The Expendables played for kind of like with the laughs as an undertone. The fact that you knew what you were watching, it's all these guys that you've seen before, and now they're together. But it was more of, and the second one, they started making their own jokes with their own catchphrases, and I didn't appreciate that. I want something solid and serious. Because if you're going to harken back to the era, back then what was great about those films is how everybody takes shit so seriously. You know, like Van Damme can't talk English for shit, but it's so fun because he seems to really want it. I don't know, he seems to really care. He's not playing it for laughs. It just comes off that way. The Machete movies were also done with the fact that you're throwing too much at the camera and thus you're doing it for laughs. The second one went way too far. So I was looking for just a really good action film that just really fulfills on the promise. And since Taken, I haven't seen that. This film seems to really want to deliver. So that makes me so excited. Also, Keanu Reeves looks really good. I remember him in The Matrix, they were saying that he's looking good for being 40. This is many years since then. He looks phenomenal, in great shape. And another thing is that apparently there's going to be 84 kills in the film. However, I believe the record is still Rambo 4. That had like over 200 kills, though they're not all Stallone. Stallone only has 83 of those.
I would argue that Expendables 2 had about 1,000.
Yeah, Expendables 2 had 1,000.
At least 1,000.
By Chuck Norris alone.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, makes sense. But yeah, it just comes to show that even though we had other stories to tell, I didn't know this movie was coming out. When I saw the trailer, that's just all I could think about.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about, I guess, the Gordon Levitt thing quickly, playing Snowden. The one thing, well, first of all, there's two movies in the works, so that could be, so they're going to have to rush this one. And the only thing, it can go one of two ways for me. It can go the way of The Social Network, which was surprisingly good. Not only had the Trent Reznor soundtrack, but like the casting, the story was fantastic. And all the actors were good.
or you can go the Julian Assange biopic way, and, you know, even fucking, what's his name? Even Cumberbatch couldn't save that one. So, I mean, time will tell for this, but I'm with Gordon Levitt's chops, I know D-Ren and Kebo Trek are big fans, so hopefully he delivers. All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. I've seen November Man, so I'm going to review that. Heavy Set, have you seen anything?
Yes, I've seen Maze Runner.
Maze Runner, awesome. Let's get your 2 cents, man.
This is going to be a opposite of what I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about reading the book or listening to the book and then watching the movie.
Seeing the book.
I started the book, and I didn't get that far into the kind of story behind everything. Is this past weekend, I actually went to Chicago for just a weekend trip to go there. to see some of the sites and whatnot. And my girlfriend has a friend that lives in that area, and we went out with her friend to a movie, and we happened to go see The Maze Runner. My girlfriend had just finished the book on our bus ride there, and I was starting it, but she reads a lot faster than I can listen to the damn book. So I only got so far in. I was actually half-assed listening to her talk about there are some inaccuracies of what they do from the book to the movie. From my experience, it was interesting. The story, it kind of like, I'm trying to remember what I had while listening to part of it. My girlfriend said she kept thinking of Peter Pan and all the kids that are there, like in Neverland or whatever. And that's what the kind of kids she imagined, of like there's this community of kids who are stuck in this inside of the center of a maze, and then they're trying to like get out and all this kind of stuff. As a whole, I'm going to give it a 3 for right now. After I read the book, I'm probably going to put out a different rating later.
On 10?
5. I always do 5.
All right. I've seen November Man. I'll give you a quick synopsis. This is a spy movie starring Pierce Brosnan. Kebo Trek, I think, mentioned that he was concerned that it was going to be too much dialogue in it. Or I forget who mentioned that they had a concern it was going to be too much dialogue.
It was me. It's okay.
Okay. It delivered. There was a car chase. There was some action scenes. I mean, it's not a $100 million movie, but for whatever budget it was, it surprisingly delivered. Brosnan in this role is very good. We've seen it in a bunch of times. He's done this kind of stuff. So it's nothing that's going to say, wow, like he stands out. But if you like the Brosnan spy type movies, this delivers on all fronts in terms of acting and action. So I'd give it a solid 6.5 on 10. Let's check out the weekend box office and throw it to Mr. Kev Botrek. Break it down. Kev, take it away.
All right, so it's a pretty quiet week overall, except the number one movie, which is The Maze Runner, which opened with $32.5 million. And because of that, they're already announcing that a sequel is being made.
Oh, I did forget to mention, good thing you mentioned that. This is a 3-part book series, so yeah. And they do leave it open for the second one. But one thing that, on a side note, that I was actually talking to my girlfriend with, there was a chick flick that came out X amount of years ago called like Something Borrowed or something. My girlfriend had read the whole series, and she'd made it sound like, oh, you know, there could be more, but it's like they stopped at the first book and they didn't go any farther. And I was actually wondering if they would do the same thing here, because I think the second book might be called The Blaze Runner. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, once it got its $32.5 million, and I believe it made $40 on the foreign market, it's pretty much guaranteed it was going to have a sequel, especially because its budget was pretty low.
I was going to say, and also, it's like an all-boy Hunger Games.
Magic Mike meets the Hunger Games. It's The Maze Runner.
All right, coming in second place with...
Literally coming, sorry, go ahead.
Just with under $13 million is A Walk Among the Tombstones. In third place in its first week is This Is Where I Leave You, which I think is something none of us will probably watch. Coming in fourth place with $9.7 million is No Good Deed. In fifth place with $8.8 million, I've never even heard of this, is Dolphin Tale 2.
Well, it's the sequel to Dolphin Tale 1.
Do you actually remember Dolphin Tale? Because I don't.
No, I don't. Have you seen those cartoons?
No, like, I know I didn't see Dolphin Tale 1, but I'm trying to... I keep thinking of the one fish movie with Will Smith and something, but you have no idea.
I'm holding up for Dolphin Tale 3 so I get the box set.
There you go. In sixth place... you know what? He does have fever pitch, so take that to mean what you want.
Okay, quick story. Let's sidetrack a bit. Who removed the sale tag from there?
No,
because it looked like I spent $20 on fever pitch when I spent like $5.
Nobody removed
it. No, somebody fucking removed it and they put it back and then they pointed it out like the next event. Like, hey, this fucking guy spent $20 on fever pitch. I'm like, no, I got it on sale. So I don't know who sabotaged my DVD collection, but I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. All right,
back to the list. In sixth place, the top domestic movie of the year, Guardians of the Galaxy, adding another $5 million. In seventh place, Let's Be Cops, adding $2.7 million, and this somehow made $77 million.
Yeah, because it was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I remember you saying and
like a total piece of
shit. Let's Be Cops, a piece of shit.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit.
Card said it was awesome.
There you go.
Carp likes fucking snow sharks, so yeah, great recommendation there.
In eighth place is TMNT with $2.6 million, giving it a total of $185 million.
Is that the wrestling show that Hulk Hogan used to be on?
Gay.
I don't get it.
He's thinking of TNT.
Sure. In ninth place is The Drop, adding $2 million. And in 10th place is the...
There's the Chloe Moretz. There you go. Hey, they made some money, though.
If I Stay, adding $1.8 million. Yeah, it's made almost $48 million.
Do you think that's all her?
I wouldn't say. I think it's a rom... Isn't it? It's not a rom-com. Isn't it more of just a romantic movie?
It's a drama. By the way, I think it's all her. I'm sure it's all her.
She's a fucking... Yeah, she's becoming a neat. Like, when she turns 18, I'm going to find her attractive.
Agreed. Agreed.
You mean like the Olsen twins? That didn't work out for them.
No.
Yeah, they forgot to eat. That's their problem.
No, I agree. When she turns 18, I can discuss her.
Yeah, until then, 15 will get you 20. All right.
Wait, Kim, I think when she's 18, you can disgust her.
Wow. You're 2 for 2 there, Will. All right, let's get into upcoming movies for this week. One's a Denzel movie that I'm definitely going to check out called The Equalizer.
You catch that fish yet?
Hmm?
They're both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
It's a happy ending.
Not exactly. The old man met his greatest adversary just when he thought that part of his life was over.
Why didn't he just let the fish go?
Old man's got to be the old man. Fish has got to be the fish. Got to be who you are in this world, right? No matter what.
Yo, Pop, bet you didn't have to push no dollies at your old job, did you?
Guilty as charged.
Can you do a refund for me when you're done?
Open the register up right now.
Move. Give me that ring.
No, it was my mother. Please.
It's okay, Jenny.
What's she doing about?
It is about a guy who's a knight in shining armor, except he lives in a world where knights don't exist anymore.
My ring.
Think you can be anything you want to be. Change your world. I promised I would never go back to being that person. But when somebody does something unspeakable to someone you hardly knew, you do something about it. Because you can.
Tell me about a girl.
16 seconds.
He didn't take out 5 pimps. He took out the East Coast hub of the Russian mafia.
A man with his skill. I want to know who he really is.
He won't stop until he kills you and anyone you care about.
This goes all the way to the top.
Had enough? Because I can keep going. Brick by brick, body by body.
What do you see when you look at me?
What do you see when you look at me?
It's too late to start.
The Equalizer is starring Denzel Washington and also Chloe Grace Moretz. Yay for me, Kebo Trek.
Speaking of not mentioning her till she turns 18, but
doesn't she play like a prostitute in this movie too?
Yeah, she does. But we can't comment. It's a yay for me as well. I think it looks pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, I love Denzel in the action movies. Will, let's get your thoughts.
Yeah, it's a yay. However, I'm always worried because these movies, the commercials look good and they promise on delivering a lot, and yet did you watch Snitch with The Rock? Did you watch that?
Yeah, but it's The Rock.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But it really does not accomplish jack shit.
The only movie that Rock did well for me is Pain and Gain.
Yeah, okay. I think he did a good job in the original the Scorpion King movie, the spinoff.
Yeah, he was in it for fucking five minutes.
No, not that movie.
The Rock says.
No, dude, the spinoff. The actual Scorpion King movie.
Yeah,
whatever. I thought he was fine on that. But whatever. The point is that I'm worried that it becomes overly dramatic, overly serious, and I don't know, he doesn't accomplish it. I actually want him to destroy all the mafia and go straight to the top, and it's a big thing, and he kills everybody. I hope it's that.
Heavy set, you're an A.
I'm a yay.
Awesome. All right, what else we got? The Box Trolls? The fuck is that?
Sounds like a card movie.
Yeah, card movie.
That's an animated movie. It almost looks Tim Burton-y, but I don't think it is.
Okay. Coming out on DVD, Neighbors, I really recommend. If you haven't seen this, it's fucking hilarious. Definitely better in a group setting because it's a comedy, but even just at your house, you're going to sit there pissing yourself laughing. Zac Efron actually brought it. I thought he was hilarious in this movie. Of course, Seth Rogen. If you like any kind of Seth Rogen movie, it's awesome. All right, so before I close the show, we're going to get into a new segment called #OSATM. It's Twitter feedback. And we actually got a couple of tweets, starting off with AA Andy Anderson, who mentioned, because we were talking about movies that made us feel kind of weird. He mentions Old Boy. What do you guys think?
Yeah, big time. That's especially the without my endings. That ending is also messed up, and it reminds me of like The Skin I Live In, which also makes me feel really uncomfortable.
At Twain VA tweets oldmovies.net. Haven't seen Under the Skin, and y'all spoiled it. Just wanted to see it for its artistic. he wanted to see it for its artistic nature.
No, you don't watch it.
#OSATM.
Yeah, good job for him. But fair warning, it's that I okay. This is gonna sound a bit. We're gonna go a bit off course, but me and my girlfriend could not look at each other for like the next 48 hours. We were so disturbed.
Sitting there like jerking off during the movie?
No. The film is really disturbing.
You're jerking off, and the dudes had the hard dicks and shit.
Dude, it's freaking. It's a rough film. That guy. I'm sorry, I spoiled it for him. But like, it's not for artistic merit. This film was made because the Spanish is going to look artistic.
Smut.
But this film is actually made as a disturbing, kind of thriller slash horror film. Kind of like, what's it called there? The one with Basic Instinct. It's kind of like that.
At Toons Brian, #OSATM. The proper way to do is watch the movie, then read, not listen to the book, heavy set.
No, fuck that. You know where they fuck up? This is how I like to do it. To listen to it first, so I paint the picture in my mind of what everything's supposed to be like, and then to see how the people who made the movie, how they interpreted certain things, and how they interpreted the looks of characters and the right actors to play them, instead of like watching the movie and then I have the movie played out in my head, and then when I get to a part that they didn't do, I imagine it in the movie. No, fuck that. Other way around.
Yeah, I agree. Bitch. However, unlike Heavy, I can read, so I would rather just read the book first than watch the
Wow.
Oh, I can't read? Try having a job where all you do is drive.
Yeah, you fucking asshole, Canadian asshole.
But that's why it's like symbols. It's like a little guy with like a shovel, because like people can't read.
Well, he can't read and drive, dude. I mean, he's not like irresponsible. He's in a giant truck fucking reading a book. Forget like texting and driving. How about reading a book and driving?
Yeah.
At Piper the DJ tweets at oldmovies.net, who has not aged well over the past 20 years? #OSATM.
Sean Bean. I'm serious, guys. I was watching your show and I was like, oh, he looks good for, in his 60s. I look online, he's only like 56. I'm like, oh, God.
You know who has not aged well? Mr. Belding.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
Like, he looks like a, someone took a dump fuck from Saved by the Bell.
Cameron Diaz.
You don't? Yeah, you find she's got worse?
But guys, know what? I think Cameron Diaz got worse from like her get-go, because the first time she was in a movie was The Mask.
Yes.
And she was so different looking from there on that I didn't even know it was her in The Mask. She's like all curvy and phenomenal looking. And she becomes this like really skinny, anorexic looking woman. So yeah, I can go with that.
Anybody else?
Not necessarily a movie actor, but Richard Dean Anderson put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks old.
Oh, guys, too. Fuck. Val Kilmer. You see that?
Kilmer fat.
Yeah, that guy looks insane.
Keanu's held up.
Keanu looks awesome.
Oh, then
Denzel's held.
Stallone's fine.
Arnold's kind of
a little.
Sam Jackson has held up really, really well. He's in his 60s. That guy looks phenomenal.
Then you have people like Clooney who look better with age, it seems.
yeah, big time. Yeah.
Pitt's held up.
J-Lo too. J-Lo looks better with age too.
J-Lo's fucking, yeah, she's pretty odd. Phenomenal. All right, at Piper the DJ, at oldmovies.net, what factor does an actor have on the box office draw and why? Hashtag OSATM.
Could be a lot. Like freaking apparently Will Smith for a while couldn't stop. Well, Chloe Moretz, that film nobody cares about because she's in it. That's a big draw.
I don't know if you guys do this, but sometimes I'm going to go along like movies that are coming out 6 months to a year from now. And if the title doesn't ring a bell or I haven't heard any buzz about it, I'm immediately looking at who's starring in the film.
Yeah, me too.
So I think it does a lot to
do with
it.
Guys, is there an actor who you could actually just, because you know he's in it or she's in it, you'll want to watch the film? Because to me, it's Liam Neeson. How about you guys?
Heavy, for me, Heavy's going to hate this, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, God.
What about you, Kevin?
He's a fucking draw, dude. His intensity. That's what
by the way,
about it.
You know what's funny, old school? They were doing, that guy runs for everything. He sometimes doesn't need to run somewhere, but he'll just run because even though most people look horrible when they run.
He's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he looks phenomenal running. So anyways.
And he's phenomenal on a bike, too. He looks badass on a bike.
How about you, Kevbo?
I would say Mila in any kind of action movie.
So yeah, there you go. That's no kind
of Mila in Resident Evil. That's
there you
it.
Go.
And what's that, Aeon Flux, whatever
that
fucking
was. That wasn't her.
Shit.
She was in, what's the movie called?
The other one, the other Aeon Flux.
No, stop it.
The one that came out the same exact time, but the same fucking
she
premise.
She killed like 18,000 people in it.
What was that?
Yeah. What's the other Aeon Flux one?
Oh, it's, what is it?
By the way, Aeon Flux was Charlize Theron, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's the same fucking thing. Like, both of them came out at the same time. They're both the same, like, oh, I'm a woman, I can shoot everybody, whatever. No premise, no storyline.
But she was also in the Fifth
Element. But she can shoot everyone. Ultraviolet.
Yeah, it's the same fuck.
The same
whatever,
movie.
Fuck off.
What an awesome movie.
That was the same movie. Whatever. That was the exact same movie. Like,
fucking bullshit, whatever. Anyways. All right, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Heavy set.
Well, like always, you can go to www.kfabesports.com and NFL Easy Picks. We're back up and at it. Hopefully this week, Joe will be back with us and talk a little bit more about my Chicago trip and all the fun stuff there. Go to www.stablewars.com. You know, we're always looking for new members. And one little story that I want to share. You talked about, granted, it was this story of someone making it look like you paid full price for a for Fever Pitch. It kind of reminded me, I think it was last year about this time, I was trying to wrap up my Dexter DVD collection, or it was maybe earlier this year, either or. I go to Target, and I pick up two DVDs that were on sale for two of the seasons that I needed. And the guy was like, oh, cool, you know, these are on sale. He swiped them, he scanned them both. One of them didn't read, and he didn't pay attention. And my girlfriend was like, well, what is that? I'm like, no. Everything's right. Everything's correct.
Fuck that.
She was trying to like draw attention that I was
like, what are you doing, man? What are you sabotaging a free movie, man?
free DVD set. I'm just like, no, it's good. Don't cause him to look at it. That's his job. Fuck him.
Yeah, it's not like he's losing. It's a billion-dollar industry. Who cares, you know? Yeah. All right, Will, plug's final thoughts.
It just reminds me of a story of a guy going through customs. He had bought, I think, like too many like vodkas at the duty free, and he told the guy I only have one. His girlfriend's like, "No, dude, didn't we buy like 10?"
Oh, you asshole! What's with the girlfriend sabotaging, man?
Anyways, what was it? Stable Wars. Oh no, what am I saying?
That's awesome.
Comicbooksfcw.com.
They're always looking for new.
Do you guys like Yaya Han? Do you like part of her? Well. we taped those parts and all of her interview. But, you know, to be honest, though, we make fun of cosplay. But these women, the reason why they had these shapes is simply so that they can actually reenact their favorite characters, which are, you know, in the comic books and video games, and they're done that way. So it's not just about boobs and such, actually about the hard work that these women go into to resemble and to fulfill, you know, their passion to look like.
They spend like hundreds of hours on fucking costumes.
Yeah, so it's not just about boobs. It's all more to it. It's actually making these things come to reality. We always say that, like, that films aren't all trying to be gritty and they're not being faithful to the comics and stuff. But that's what these women and men do. They try to be as faithful as possible. So it's really cool cosplay. You should check it out.
Yeah, Monica Lee's hot. Kevo Trek, plugs final thoughts.
I also have a story. No, I don't.
StableWars.com.
They're still looking for new members.
I'll just say ellaphotography.ca. Really,
Izza,
exactly.
Shout out to Izza. Hello, Izza. You're listening.
We love you. It's just a great photographer. And yeah, go to the website and see what she offers.
She offers very good price photography. Get your mind out of the gutter.
That's terrible.
She punched me in the face now. All right, so for ellaphotography.ca, Will, Kebo, Trek, Heavy, Set, and Stable Wars, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
Based on the book that inspired a million crying girls' Tumblr posts, comes the Cantor, What Twilight Did for Vampires, The Fault in Our Stars. Ride along for a touching story about how one girl's cancer led to fun, sex, and extravagant European vacations. But instead of sugarcoating the truth, get ready for two well-rounded characters with a powerful message. Everyone you love will die. Sidekick, luggage. She's a smart young girl who's more than just a cancer survivor. She's also a total downer.
Depression's not a side effect of cancer. It's a side effect of dying.
I just want to say that, you know, there's going to come a time when all of us are dead. You know, you just die in the middle of life. Thanks.
Hazel's world will transform when she attends the most adorable cancer support group ever. There. Meet fellow survivor Augustus Waters, a confident 6'4", well-spoken, adorable, polite, funny star athlete, philosopher, poet with a six-pack.
That's probably why I'm still a virgin.
Uh-huh, sure you are. Together, they'll bond over a book with a title just as pretentious as The Fault in Our Stars.
An imperial affliction.
And their shared habit of talking like really weird old people.
Your daughter, she's done a great injustice.
You have no idea how utterly unprecedented you are.
I am in the midst of a grand soliloquy here.
Welcome to the sweet torture of reading an imperial fiction. Drink gimlets and take pot.
You don't take pot?
Follow Gus's heroic struggle to get into a dying girl's pants. A struggle so difficult, he has to read her favorite book.
Fandom as we fell.
You're quoting my book.
Score her a meeting with this reclusive author and exploit a cancer charity to send them on a dream vacation just to get out of the friend zone.
Friends.
You earned it, pal. Say okay to a PG-13 film that glorifies underage drinking.
I'm tasting the stars.
Life-threatening sex.
I can't breathe.
And making out in the room where Anne Frank was abducted, with no consideration for the people who came there to honor the Holocaust. Not sure that warrants a slow clap, but okay. So cuddle up for a beautiful finale where our star-crossed lovers have a moment of true happiness together before everything goes to hell.
What is it?
Featuring tough-to-watch medical emergencies, heartbreaking hospital visits, a close friend going blind, a close friend getting dumped just for going blind.
The bitch.
Willem Dafoe being a dream-crushing dick.
I want you to leave.
Teenagers with cancer attending their own practice funeral. Real funerals. And four different eulogies.
You gave me it forever. Within the numbered days. And for that, I am eternally grateful.
Enough. It's too sad. Just go to starring. Go.
Starring. Well, that's Ansel. He's so hot right now. Sick McLovin. Jurassic Mom. Guy who showed his butt a lot on True Blood. douchebags, and tips. Cancer fucking sucks.
You put the thing that does the killing right between your teeth, but you never give it the power to kill you.
He totally stole that from Getting Jiggy With It. Take a cigar from Cuba Cuba. Just bite it. For
the look, I don't like it. That's awesome.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. News and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Spanish Announce Table. Fuck. We've got an epic promo by David Hasselhoff and Justin Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, The day the earth stood still.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Snowden. Is that about the Montreal metro station? Is that what it's about? No.
Oh, nobody's gonna get that. All right.
Coming in at number one this week with Tim. Oh, my bad.
Hey.
Coming in at number one this week.
All right. Let's get into the. All right. Let's close before. DBL, DBL, it's double A, Andy Anderson, DBL, Andy Anderson. Factor does an actor have on the box office dry? Fuck, speak English. His intensity. Jesus, intensity. His intensity.